Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving,
so you came.
Praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. I'd like to thank God for all of you that have dialed into the show this evening. You dialed into Ministry Impossible with your host, Minister Sharon Rambus. And Ministry Impossible is based on the scripture found in Luke 18 and 27. And in Luke 18 and 27, Jesus says, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Our theme is, there is nothing too hard for God. And our show's mission is to empower and to encourage God's people with the word of God. You can dial into our broadcast every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday of each month from the time of 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our next show dates are Thursday, May the 9th, and Saturday, May the 25th. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what may come your way, you should have a made-up mind, a purpose-filled mind to rejoice and be glad. Because despite what it may look like, even despite what it might even feel like, God has been good to you. So we always start the show off with prayer, because the Bible says that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. The Bible also says that we are to pray. Men are to pray and not faint. Prayer is a weapon. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Because when we pray, I believe God listens. When we listen, I believe God speaks. And when we believe, I believe God works. May we pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being better to us than we've been to ourselves. We thank you for your peace, protection, and your power. We thank you that we don't have to live under condemnation and clouds of threats from the giants in our lives, giants of sickness, giants of lack and loneliness, the giants of oppression and depression. Lord, you created us to be giant slayers. We shall no longer be bound, but we thank God that we're free. We're free to live and to love in the purpose and power in which you have created us for. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So there is a word from the Lord tonight. And it is coming from Mark 16, verses 1 through 8. Mark 16, verses 1 through 8. And it reads, "And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre. For they trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid." Just for a few minutes this evening, I'd like to talk from the subject after the resurrection. May we pray, the grass may wither and the flower fades, but the word of God shall stand forever. Amen. In our text, we read that the Sabbath has passed. Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome purchased sweet-smelling spices to anoint Jesus' body. It was very early on the first day of the week, and they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. As they approached the tomb, they were trying to figure out who was going to roll away the stone at the entrance of the tomb. But to their surprise, the stone had already been rolled away. Upon entering the tomb, they saw a young man wearing a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were afraid. And so this is after the resurrection. I like to focus on what this young man, this angel, has to offer us after Jesus has died. After Jesus was buried, and after he rose, after the resurrection, the first thing that this angel offered is peace. In verse 6, he says, be not affrighted. In other words, don't be afraid. Yes, I know that you witnessed hurt and pain in your past. Yes, I know that you heard all the victorious shout from your adversaries. And yes, you might have watched as someone or some precious thing were taken from you and buried. But I come today to offer peace like the angel did. Don't get sidetracked by what you see. Because with God, things are not always the way they seem. See, we are creatures that like to find understanding. that like to find the rhyme and the reason. But what I've discovered, the older that I get, I don't need understanding. I don't always need to know how things are going to work out. I just need peace. When dust comes, I need peace. When my wake becomes dark and dim, I need peace. When my family is troubled, I need peace. When my plans fail, I need peace. But because Jesus got up out of the grave, I can have peace. In John 14 and 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And so I don't need to know every detail. I don't need to know how every I is going to get dotted and how every T is going to get crossed. I just need peace. And as long as Jesus is alive, I can have peace. And so I don't need a fancy car because I learned that that won't bring peace. I don't need a big house because that would not bring peace. I learned that even money, although it might bring possessions, it won't bring peace. But as long as my God is not dead, as long as the grave is empty, I can have peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. God's peace. And the second thing that the angel offered after the resurrection is power. In verse 6, he says, "Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here." God raised him up, that same resurrection power that freed Jesus from the grave is available to free you and me. The empty grave gave me the power, gives us the power to be free. Free from opinions and free from others' limitations. Free to be yourself. And so I'm so glad that I don't have to be a people pleaser. I don't even have to hide the fact that, yes, sometimes I even go through and face hard times. MC Breed told us that there ain't no future in your fronting. And so I don't have to front for nobody. We don't have to pretend that all is well. And see, and that's the reason why I believe that a lot of people don't come to church. Because too many people act like they're perfect. Acting like God has never changed their life. Acting like God has never had to deliver them from anything. But the Bible says in John 8 and 36, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." And I'm free enough to give God the glory even if you don't even like me. Even if you roll your eyes at me. Even if you don't speak to me. I'm free enough to lift up holy hands even though you don't want to shake my hand. See, I've been set free by the risen Savior. I've been set free by the empty grave. Jesus rose. God raised him up to give me the power to be free. Jesus delivered me, and through his power, his resurrection power, I have, you have, been set free. Then finally, after the resurrection, the young man, the angel, offered a promise. verse 7 says, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall he see him, as he said unto you. And so the promise is that he will never leave you nor forsake you. The promise is although you might deny him like Peter, he will still come calling for you. Even though you fall and may fail, the promise is that he'll be there to pick you back up again. Even when you do that thing that you said you wasn't going to do anymore, you find that his grace and mercy will still be behind you. You got a promise that he will show up like he said he would. A promise that when times get tough, he will show up. A promise that when things look impossible, he'll be right by your side. A promise that when trouble arises, he will be a very present help. Has Jesus ever showed up for you like he said he would? Has he kept his promises to you? Is he a promise keeper? I know he has been one for me because the blood that Jesus shed for me back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, will never lose this. Never lose this power, because it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. I'm talking about the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never, no, never lose its power. And so has the Lord ever picked you up? Have you ever made a mistake? Have you ever dropped the ball and the Lord wiped the slate clean? When it seemed to be no way out, has he been the way? Then help me thank him for his promises. Because God has been good to us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And so if the Lord has brought you through, if the Lord has ever done anything to you or did anything for you, kept the promises that he made to you, then we must give him praise and must give him all the glory, because my testimony is that I don't look like, and I thank God that I don't look like what I've been through. Because I've had some weary days. I've had some hills to climb. But God has been good to me. The Lord is always looking out for me. And he died. He died, but early Sunday morning he got up. God raised him up with all power in his hand. And I thank God for raising him up. And not only did God raise him up out the grave, but he raised up in my life. So I thank God for resurrecting some things in my life. He resurrected my joy. He resurrected my peace. He resurrected my outlook. Now I don't have to walk around with a bow down head, but I can look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help come from the Lord. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We thank you for your peace and your power and your promises that you guaranteed us because of the resurrection. Because of that empty grave, because of that empty tomb, we know that you're alive. We know that you're living. How do you know that Jesus lives? He lives in my heart. He lives because I can feel him deep down on the inside. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, and we thank you for following the will of the Father to give your life on the old rugged cross for our sins. You traded. You took upon our sins and you gave us your righteousness and you gave us your salvation. And for that, Lord, we're ever grateful and we ever thank you. In Jesus' name, just in case there's someone that might not know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, touch their heart. Just in case there was someone that needs a deeper commitment to you, they might have walked away, they might have given up. But let them know that you're still standing there with open arms to loving them, and you're still calling them by their name. You still care. So we ask you, incline their hearts to come back to you or to come to you and choose you as your Lord and Savior. And so we thank you for dying for us. We thank you for forgiving our sins. We thank you for the power that you give us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.